Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cuniberti. The government I-bond was recently covered here on Money Matters. This is an adjustable but 100% guaranteed U.S. bond. And at that time, when I covered it in May of this year, it had an interest rate of 9.62% annualized, which, needless to say, was one hell of a deal. Investors piled into the bond, and indeed, I received a lot of emails from you folks thanking me for bringing this bond to your attention. Since the bond adjusts its payout rate every 6 months based on a two-tier calculation, the most recent adjustment brought down the current issue's interest rate to 6.89%. This new rate took effect October 31st. On the surface, the current bond at 6.89% doesn't look as good as the bond prior to that, paying 9.62%. But keep in mind that 9.62% bond that was available a couple of weeks ago is now no longer paying 9.62%. That's because these bonds adjust every 6 months. On the surface, this 9.62% still appears better than the 6.89%, but new buyers don't fret just yet. Because of the way the bond is calculated, the current 6.89% bond will outperform the 9.62% bond in about 4 years. That's right, how can the lower interest rate bond now outperform the higher interest rate bond that was available last month or so? The interest rate the bond is advertised at is actually made up of two components, and each component affects how it will pay out over time. There's a guaranteed base rate and an adjustable rate based on inflation. The guaranteed base rate doesn't change over the entire life of the bond. The adjustable rate can change every 6 months based on a calculation that takes inflationary statistics into consideration. The previous 9.62% bond had a 0% base rate, while the current bond has a 0.4% base rate. This base rate is a bump to the overall inflation calculation. Note, at 0%, the 9.62% bond will never get that bump that the lower bond we can buy now always will get it. How that all works out over time is that, all things considered, the buyers of the new lower rate bond, 6.89%, will be ahead of those that bought the 9.62% bond in about 4 years. I know all this is a bit convoluted and there's a couple of numbers floating around in your head, but just know that the current I-bond is still one hell of a buy, in my humble opinion. And although on the surface doesn't appear to pay the same rate the bond we were buying a couple of months ago did and was covered in the newscast back in May, the lower rate bond will do better than the higher rate bond if you wait about 4 years or more. The first I-bonds were issued in 1998 with a guaranteed base rate of about 3.4%. Since then, because of the continuing erosion of the interest rate set by the Federal Reserve to address multiple crises such as Y2K, 9/11, the dot-com blow-up, and the 08 real estate crisis, not to mention COVID, the guaranteed rates are nowhere near what they used to be. Keep in mind, the adjustable rate is just that. It adjusts every 6 months, and who knows what interest rates will go from here. The good news is, the way the I-bond is structured, there is also a fairly inexpensive way to bail out of the bond should the rate of return fall into the unfavorable zone compared to what rates may be offered later on. You may also have other reasons to bail out of the I-bond in future years, such as if the market starts to offer more competitive rate returns compared to its risk, or an emergency pops up requiring funds. The good news is, the I-bond, as I said, will let you out inexpensively for whatever the reason. And that does it for today's Money Matters. I'm watching the market, so you don't have to. Today's newscast expresses the opinion of myself and is not meant as investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any securities, nor represents the opinion of this radio station, its staff members, or underwriters. I hold a BA in economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license, OL34249. My name's Mark Cuniberti.